is the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Doing good, Scott. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. So, for the last 5 weeks, we've been talking about detoxifying, inflammation, malnutrition, metabolism, inflammation, I think I said that before, oxidative stress, and you know, basically the five main areas where people have problems and cause illness. And It occurred to me that another area that sometimes people have problems with is in the area of hormones. I know, particularly as my mom got older and went through menopause, she had a lot of problems with her hormones, and I thought it'd be kind of an interesting continuation of our previous discussions.
Well, certainly so. You know, these hormones, it's really like the next layer up. It's related to the state of everything else. So as you're dealing with the toxicity or nutrition or whatever, if your body's not running correctly, it will need to have more hormones, and it will not produce them correctly.
So when we're talking about hormones, what generates them? Where do they come from? Like, I don't think
it's a complicated setup. The endocrine system consists of many glands. The thyroid, the adrenals, it's all controlled from the pineal gland, which controls the pituitary gland, which then controls all of the other ones. You know, we have an article on the website in the disease information hormonal system, and there's an article called Endocrine System, Hormones and Glands, which people would be well advised to go take a look at. You know, you have the it's a cool picture there on that page, and
it talks about how
the pituitary gland is dealing with stuff, and how the hypothalamus and all of that, all of the bits and pieces that are coming together. The biggest issue for people are typically the thyroid gland, which deals with the overall metabolism, and the sexual glands, which would be ovaries for women and testicles for men, and then the adrenals. The adrenals are mostly involved in the stress kind of cycle of the human existence. Adrenals produce cortisol, and they also, they have, as they tell me in the article, they make epinephrine and norepinephrine. These are the fight or flight response. And they also put out aldosterone, which deals with the osmotic balance, and then cortisol, which deals with the glucose synthesis. And the cortisol, that's the one hormone that deals with how energetic you feel or don't feel. And if you're stressed a lot, you end up with too much cortisol, which causes your body to break down and age quickly. And
so this is part of the reason why we should be making sure we spend some time relaxing and meditating and getting into that sort of state of relaxation.
Actually, you're right. That's exactly how you deal with it. Yes. You need to both exercise hard to get the adrenaline worked off, and then you need to, funny way to put it, you need to relax hard.
Right.
As in with commitment, you know, like fully relax as opposed to just be always on edge. You know, it's really hard to relax watching a horror movie or a thriller movie, which keeps you on the edge of your seat.
Right, right.
You know, when you're a young person, you don't mind going to movies and come out of there all buzzing. But in your 50s, you'd like to sit down and relax with something rather than have yourself all keyed up, right?
So the picture that I'm getting, because you kind of lost me with some of those words and you know what.
Yeah, I don't want to spend time on that either.
But the picture I got was if you were a car and you know you just had the pedal to the metal until you know, eventually what happens is you either run out of gas or you burn your engine out, right?
Right.
And that's the way we are in our society today. We'll get up, you know, 15 minutes before we have to be in the car to get into rush hour traffic, to get 5 minutes late to work so that our boss yells at us, so that we're behind for the whole day until we end up working late and then getting back in the car and driving through, or, you know, driving, you know, sitting in traffic for 2 hours till we get home, at which point we get home, we sit in front of the TV, and we turn on the TV and we watch Halloween, you know, 15 or something like that that gets us all stressed out, or our hockey team or our football team, and they lose. And so, and but then we just collapse in bed and sleep, and we just go that over and over and over again. And, of course,
yep.
That is extremely stressful on our hormonal
right.
system, right?
Right. So this stuff doesn't do you any favor because it keeps stressing the adrenals. And you just squeeze the adrenals and squeeze the adrenals and squeeze the adrenals, asking them to do more. And eventually you'll end up with adrenal exhaustion, which is a very nasty condition. And I could read out to you the symptoms of adrenal fatigue. Okay, this is a very, very cute little list. It goes something like this: anger or irritability, low body temperature, as in you're always cold, find it hard to warm up, weakness, unexplained hair loss, nervousness, difficulty building muscle, and also gaining weight, depression, apprehension, inability to concentrate, excessive hunger, tendency towards binge eating, tendency towards inflammation. Again, all stuff in the body starts hurting, you know,
so
like
pain,
body
yeah, pain.
I was
gonna say pain in the body, like fibromyalgia
yeah.
or...
Yeah,
some of
yeah,
those
that's the one.
Arthritis,
yeah.
would that be part of that too?
Yeah, that's part of the syndrome, yeah. And then, you know, poor memory, that would be inflammation in the brain itself, right?
Mm.
Mental confusion, frustration, and then it's related to the gut, right? So you get irritable bowel syndrome type of stuff. You get diarrhea alternating with constipation, you know, swings of both. You know, you can get it into the immune system, especially the liver. You get hepatitis and things like that. Then it starts going systemic, where you have allergies and chemical sensitivities. You know, people will be oversensitive to smells like perfumes or chemicals, or develop sensitivity to something like latex, or, you know, touching things. They'll have contact dermatitis, which is, you know, the illness of the skin just getting totally upset with you with touching things. What else? Heart palpitations, insomnia. And, you know, what happens in the body, it starts losing its ability to absorb magnesium. So when we start supplementing magnesium, we already went over that list several podcasts back, right?
Right.
When we start soaking you in magnesium, you start under, what's the word, removing some of these deficiencies that have accumulated. So the antidote to a bunch of this is, for instance, the magnesium supplementation.
Right, and the way that you recommend doing it to get the maximum absorption, of course, is to soak in it, have a nice hot, warm bath, put the magnesium salts in that, let it be absorbed through the skin and the pores of the
right.
skin. And what happens when you sit in a bath?
You have to relax.
You
or
have to relax, right? All
yeah,
works together.
So it's a forced therapy. You're getting two things done at once.
But think about, you know, if anyone's ever been to a spa, right, or gone to a massage therapist and had a really good massage, you know,
yeah.
you just feel that relaxation. That's such a good feeling, right?
Oh, but yeah, the sensation is awesome.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what happens, where the effects of the adrenaline and cortisol are being washed out of your body, right?
And that's the natural state of our being, but we create a life where we're not able to have that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the classic example would be Tony Robbins. Let me give you an example of a classic adrenal exhaustion model.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
Tony Robbins. Here's a guy who decides that he can overcome any obstacle by simply driving hard. and he just goes and does. And he did it for like 5 or 10 years. He just went and went and went, and he would stay up late and whip himself, you know, and just do state management, mind over matter.
Right.
I mean, he totally managed to mentally overcome the pain and every signal that his body was giving him, telling him, you're overdoing it.
Right, right.
Eventually, he crashed. But I'm proud to say that Robin's Research is buying the magnesium supplements from us and using it happily. So
so he's on his way to balancing all that out again.
Right. Yeah, he has a chance. But he, you know, he damn near killed himself because, just like you said about the car, you know, pedal to the metal, you eventually burn the engine out.
That's
and
right.
he was doing it.
So I think one of the questions then that people have to, particularly listeners, you know, listening to our podcast, it's really important to take a look at your lifestyle and the lifestyle that you want, and then what changes do you need to make to convert that into a healthier lifestyle.
Right. Well, you need to understand what you're working with. You know, not everybody starts with the same bag of gifts. Some people have more physical endurance than others.
Right.
Some people have better mental capacity than others, and so on. You need to work with what you've got. And then
be aware of the results that you can get from things that you do.
Right.
Right? Like, I mean...
Yeah, listen to your body, right?
Yeah, like one of the changes that I've made in my life since we've started doing these podcast episodes together is I make sure I go for an hour walk a day.
Awesome.
If it's absolutely torrential downpour, I'll miss that day, right? But,
yeah.
You know, today it was like, okay, I've got a bunch of work. I did a little bit of work, and I said, you know what? If I don't go for this walk, I'm just going to use my work as an excuse not to. Got out, walked along the river among the trees and the squirrels, and just, wow, what a nice life. And, you know, the work doesn't go away, right?
No.
It waits for me, right? It's going to be there no matter what, and there's always more work to be done, and it's not like it's ever going to end. So,
yeah.
And nobody, you know, that I'm doing the work for cares, you know? Like, it's not like it's late, right? It's
well, even the other side of it, if you're stressed, you become inefficient. Your creativity goes downhill. Your productivity goes downhill. It actually does make sense, and an intelligent boss will know it, that a rested employee is a creative and joyful and mistake reduction or whatever. I got lost in the sentence, but, you know, you stop making all the mistakes that you do make if you're stressed and tired.
Right. Yeah,
so,
stronger team.
Yeah, exactly. So I would highly advise that people indeed relax and especially buy our magnesium, right? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Right, right. So aside from the magnesium and rest, are there any other thing? Well, and you said have, you know, really energetic exercise. Is there anything else anybody should look at when it comes to supporting their hormone system?
Well, you know, that was the adrenal gland, right? So
yeah.
That's just part of the issue. The other big player in the hormonal system is the thyroid gland, which this is the one that the establishment medicine has got so wrong. You know, it's just so badly misinformed. They think that you can just simply supplement your way with thyroxine or with some Synthroid or some other synthetic thyroid hormone into happiness.
So, Martin, where would I get this iodine?
Well, there are two ways to go about it. One is the natural route, and the other one is the tincture route. The tincture, you can go to a pharmacist and ask for Lugol's solution. That's spelled Lugols.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll look funny at you because, of course, iodine these days is used in the production of crystal meth. So
oh,
you need to
I
kind
see.
Of Yeah, you need to kind of look like a respectable citizen when you go, okay, shaved that day, or something like that anyway.
Right, right.
And, you know, it's cheap. I mean, $10 will buy you a year's supply of it.
Wow.
But it's not natural, so the absorption isn't great. the other way to go about it is to go with natural stuff, which is either kelp or dulse or both. These are grown in the ocean. We sell the sea plant minerals made by Supernutrient Corporation, and they've gone to a great length of research to find energetically consistent products. So it's organic from Iceland somewhere, Laminaria digitata, which is one of the species of the sea plants that that does a good job of it.
Wow.
And so you can get lots with that in a controlled manner. And the other way you can get plenty of it is, of course, in all of the Exela superfoods. Dulse and kelp is one of the standard bits that we put in there. We are well aware of how important iodine is in the human body and how much we need to supplement with it.
Right, because we don't really get it from our North American diet at all, do we?
Well, it's not in the soil, so you don't get it in anything other than sea vegetables. You know, in Japan, for instance, the normal dose a Japanese person is at least 100 times higher than what the North American gets. Because they, you know, it's in the miso soup, it's in the nori that they wrap around their rice bits and pieces, but also they use kelp to fertilize their gardens. You know, like they actually drag kelp and throw it on the soil and let it rot and grow vegetables with it. So even their regular, you know, cabbages will have more iodine in it than North Americans.
Right.
Now, let me tell you the function of iodine in the body. You know, sure, it's involved in the thyroid gland, and so it gives you the overall metabolism. But also, it's the body surveillance mechanism for abnormal cells in the body. It triggers the apoptosis, which is the pre-programmed death of cells. Meaning, if the apoptosis process is not working, you're getting cancer. Iodine makes sure it's running right.
So it's a pretty crucial element of your health.
Yeah, well, these cancer rates that we're seeing are partially because of low iodine levels in the population. So, yeah, that's the thyroid hormone. Our thyroid is part of the hormonal system.
Right, and it's something that we've neglected. Through our lifestyle, through our nutrition.
Yeah.
Put a lot of pressure and a lot of stress on that aspect of our body.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something known as the, women get their menopause, which is a naturally induced end of the reproductive cycle. If they had sufficient iodine in their bodies, they would have a fairly regular menstrual cycle, and even their menopause would be a fairly uneventful transition from one side to the other. Instead, they get these horrible sweats, you know, these night sweats. Yeah. I mean, part of it, that's thyroid going completely crazy, because thyroid's the one that has a lot to do with the thermal regulation.
Yeah, I remember my mom, she'd be hot, and then she'd be cold, freezing, and then she'd be hot again and sweaty.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Flipping back and forth.
Yeah, some women have to change their nightshirt 3 times a night because they just sweat it completely wet, you know. Just nasty. However, it's not just the women. There is now a aging male syndrome that's been identified, and we write about that on our website, too, in the disease information on the hormonal system. And, you know, here are the symptoms of a man who's, what's the hormone? Androsterone and going from the testosterone, right?
Yeah.
Once you get low testosterone levels, here's the sort of stuff that a man starts looking at. Feeling fat and gaining weight. Problems sleeping. Losing interest in sex. Feeling irritable and angry. Losing motivation. Losing drive at work. Problems getting erections, nervousness, problems with memory and concentration, indecisiveness, tiredness, muscle loss, and then mood swings, depression, hair loss. Well, you can relate, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I have had mine, you know, like I'm over 50-something now. And I mean, I've had my run into that. You know, my body wasn't working as well as it should be, and I was not taking enough iodine. And I had a wake-up call. All of a sudden, I was starting to have a bunch of these symptoms. And so I needed to up my iodine intake quite a lot. And so the way I was doing it is I first went on the tincture route. I was painting a 2-inch by 2-inch square on my belly, essentially. And when you're watching it, your body will absorb it. And as long as it's absorbed within 24 hours, you need to do another one.
Right.
And then you can make them smaller. So.
Interesting. Well, Martin, that's just been a fascinating, we just had a fascinating discussion. I mean, this is just very, very interesting information. And I'm always amazed at how, if we keep coming back to doing the basics, and a lot of problems go away, because you didn't list just one or two symptoms for the guys or one or two symptoms for the women. I mean, that's a pretty long list, and I think all of us would look at that list and say, oh yeah, I felt that, or I felt this, or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and at least half of them.
At least half of them, and of course, we know we're all low on iodine, and nobody ever talks about how important it is to get that back up to a proper level.
That's correct. So that's, again, you know, I need to plug in the Exula superfoods. They're formulated to make up the difference between good nutrition and what you're able to get out of just eating from the grocery store.
Right, right.
I mean, it's just, it's pretty much insane for people not to be buying something like that.
Because, yeah, just a little bit of prevention a day will make the rest of your life a lot more fun, right?
Yeah. Well, this is going back to the premise of the functional medicine or the systemic medicine, where instead of having to try and fix you and rescue you in an emergency room, I get to deal with the problems when they're still little.
Yeah.
And reverse the chronic problems that you would otherwise end up with if you don't correct them nutritionally, because they are either toxicities of something you ingest or malnutrition from something you don't get.
Yeah, that's right. Cool. So if anyone wants more information on what we've been talking about today, you can head over to www.life-enthusiast.com and then just click on the disease information and the hormonal system, and there's
enough reading to keep you busy for a week.
That's right. And
but you don't have to read every word of it. You know, you can just open the page, look at the top of the, you know, few paragraphs and say, yeah, this applies to me, and read that.
That's right. That's right. And if you're interested in any of the products that Martin's talked about, just look on the right-hand side. Usually there's a number of them shown there. Or head over to, I think it's Brands and Company in Exula. Right, Martin?
Yes, that's correct. Brands and companies, that would be Exula. Or under products, look under superfoods. And under products, look under magnesium. Those two things will make a wonderful difference in everybody's life.
That's right. And if you've got any specific questions that you want to talk to Martin about personally, what's the number people can get a hold of you at, Martin?
We're at 1-866-543-3388. Or if they really want to talk to me direct, the number is 775-299-4661.
Awesome. And if you've enjoyed this podcast and you want to listen to previous podcasts that we've done, head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. We've got them all there. And feel free to leave a comment. Any questions you've got, you can leave them there as well, and we'll discuss them in upcoming episodes for sure.
Yes, indeed. That's enough for today, isn't it?
That is. We've come to the end of this podcast episode. I hope that you've all got a lot out of it. I know I have. And Martin, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to share this very interesting and powerful information with everybody.
Oh, we all are welcome. We do it for a greater good of the mankind.
That's right. Well,
here's our motto.
That's right. Restoring vitality to you and to the planet.
That's it.
Bye, everybody.